My grandfather made his living plowing the roads of Cook County, so it's kind of ironic that I'm the second generation of reluctant drivers in my family. My mother does not care for winter driving at all. And me? Well, I clung so steadfastly to a belief in the absurdity of 90-degree backups that I didn't bother getting my driver's license until I turned 21. When I came out with the news this fall that I'd be spending my first winter in 6 years back in Cook County in a teeny shack halfway up the Gufflet Trail, my friends expressed some concern that they'd never see me again. At least, not until every last bit of ice had melted off the Gunflint in the spring. And to be honest, their fears were not unfounded. Even I had visions of gnawing on a molding and moldering crust of bread in the shack as I ate through everything in my pantry, too terrified of the snow-packed Gunflint Trail to actually drive the 30 miles to a grocery store. I hadn't wintered in Cook County since I was 18. My winter driving experience was limited, and my confidence in my little car's winter abilities were low. In December, I drove home from a long weekend in the cities to find the Gunflint Trail wearing its winter coat of ice and snowpack. I poked along at 30 miles an hour and cast an eye to the back seat where 5 bags of groceries sat. For all I knew, they might be the last groceries I saw until April. But when you spend a winter on the Gunflint Trail, you soon become adept at driving on ice. For one thing, 5 bags of groceries only last about 2 weeks at my house. This winter, I've learned to follow the tug of my car as it zigzags through truck ruts lining the trail on snowy mornings. I've learned to scan the ditches carefully after dark for the shadowy forms of moose and other wildlife. I've learned the treacherous hills and curves. I've learned to avoid the jarring buzz of my anti-lock brakes kicking in. On days when I must go to town, I wait for the plows. I trust they will clear the roads to the best of their abilities, and that if I go slow, I'll be all right. The most important thing winter driving on the Gunflint teaches you is to find a steady pace, to avoid sudden applications of the brakes, and not to worry too much about how long the trip's going to take. Failure to do any of that results in one of those funny car-shaped imprints that start to pop up all along the Gunflint ditches during the last week of January. Sometimes I get to town in 35 minutes. Sometimes it takes closer to an hour. But unless we're in the midst of a massive dumping of snow, if I need to go somewhere, I go. After all, a secluded life in the woods needn't go hand in hand with an isolated life in the woods. While I've become comfortable this winter driving the icy Gunflint Trail, I still whisper prayers to various deities whenever I merge onto 35W past Forest Lake. It just doesn't seem that potentially life-altering decisions, like merges, should take place at 70 miles an hour. Rush hour eludes me. And that's probably a big part of why I, and so many others up here, have chosen to live a life that requires us to drive on ice for approximately 4 months out of every year. When given our druthers, we'd rather go slowly and get there when we get there. For WTIP, I'm Ada Igo with Of Woods and Words.